Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
To have another team talk at Voice of Aroha today. We know who we are, our long-term team talk stars of action. How are you all doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just doing fine, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just okay. We've got the calming blue. We've also got our lovely couch today, which I'm very happy to be relaxing on. Yeah. So that's quite nice. And we were just chatting before about school, uni, picking life directions, picking paths, and how it all goes. Who's got some ideas for what they want to do with their lives and in their future?
Well, I'd say that I have one right now, is that I just want to go to Wellteck to get a diploma in vet nursing. Even then, it's like such a hard thing to think about, even though it's just a diploma, some people might say, but like the qualifications and whether I'm ready to leave school is such a big thing to think about, because sometimes I just think about the memories I've made in school, how your teachers would just catch up on you during work, but then now I feel like it's something very independent that I have to do. So yeah, just quite a lot of things to think about for the future for me.
Nice. I like how you find the thing that you enjoy. That's good.
Do you feel that stress and the kind of like those that perspective as well, Luca, with like the I guess a little bit of anxiety and unsureness about leaving school, or you're just like, no, I'm so ready to jump into the next thing, I'm so ready to leave school behind?
Yeah, because I feel like I'd have to start a completely different routine, especially because I'm planning on leaving Wellington since I want to go into civil engineering and they don't offer that at Vic, so I have to leave and just basically start a new life in a different city, getting used to managing myself, going to uni, attending classes, and there's no one to tell me, like no one to kind of encourage me to get work done, because it's pretty much all self-managed, so that'll be a big step up.
I think it is a big thing that like, I remember when I first arrived at uni, it's like both the blessing and the curse of just like, wow, I can do whatever I want. No one's telling me what to do. But also, like, if you don't do well, it's all on you. And there's no one going to push you along and be like, no, you're falling behind or whatever. But I guess that's also, like, at least for me, like, surrounding yourself with friends in your course or just around you who are encouraging you and kind of all working together so that you're on similar goals. And you've got lovely people who can kind of help parent and teach you and stuff like that. And then you're all encouraging each other and going along. Do you have much of that stress, Sahar?
I'm not that optimistic of my study, what I'm doing at uni, because I just realized that we don't need to work hard on our study. We only need to know how to ask AI how to find the answers.
Wow.
We don't need to understand, for example, coding. It's very complicated things to learn, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to understand every code, what it's doing, and lots of things. And no, we don't have to. We just need to know how to explain it if someone asks us about it. But even that, when you're working, no one will ask you. They just want to see the results, right? And you can ask AI to do anything and to do the coding very nicely and very much better than you do. and there's no point of studying this anymore. And I just feel it's just wasting of time and money and no value anymore. It's just so sad. I just feel, well, what I'm doing in my life, right? Should I continue? Should I step back? So I'm a little bit like...
That's very depressing. I'm so sorry.
I know. I don't know what to do now. I want to do more research maybe. I'll see how I can benefit myself with the knowledge that I have to make better steps back, like, yeah, in the future. Yeah, I think that's not the most positive thing to share, but that's what I had today. So,
do you guys have thoughts and stresses about AI and job losses and stuff like that?
I feel like if you're worried about AI, you should think of ways that you can make it more human, like make your work more human and kind of make it avoidable to AI. So it's just kind of like being creative and original with your ideas and also just like doing more research about whatever you're studying, I guess.
What about you, Arta?
One thing that I would like to add is that some sectors of work do need humans in them. Like, for example, if you're like a psychologist, a therapist, a teacher, even though AI could like, what's it called, assist, I reckon we shouldn't let AI take over our abilities and capabilities as human beings, because even though AI has like all these knowledge and such, they still lack understanding of what you want to understand sometimes. Because sometimes like when I'm trying to like ChatGPT something, for example, like, what is blah, 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 they'll be like, oh yeah, this, but I'm like, no, that's not really what I want to know. But I feel like if you ask that to like a teacher, for example, they'd be like, oh yeah, I can help you. What do you need more to help, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, it's a matter of like empathy that AI lacks. So we should definitely add that as an assisting tool, like what Lucas said, and not as like a, you know, like something to take over. It's a really hard thing to like process right now, because a lot of people are just using it right now, and it's like the rise of AI right now. So it's a bit hard to to process for us right now. So I understand your concerns.
Yes,
definitely.
But you know, it's all depend on the business owners, what they want and how they want to use it and on their benefits, right? So if I have a company, for example, and I have this app who does this work for me, and I can pay nothing for this app, you know, but it does the work for example, for stuff, they charging me like salary and things. I'll just use this app. It's just like, it works for me. I'll get more benefit. I'll get more money, but the people will lose their job. So, you know, because the coding thing, for example, need lots of study and need lots of practice to have the skill and time. While, you know, if I'm doing this, for example, this project by myself, without using AI will take me like 2 weeks, but using AI will take me like half an hour.
Wow.
So you know how the difference is like very fast. Human can't follow up with this. And that's really sad. I just, but yes, I understand some sectors, the human, the human side is helping, is more professional to get than using a machine. But there's another side that you don't need human to do the job. The business side is like, no, we don't need humans to do that. We are okay with the machine to do it. So, yeah, I think. But, yeah.
I agree with what Lucas said, and I think it's almost like we're seeing, like, you know, the industrial revolution. Like, we're seeing the next stage of that, where it's like... you know, back in the 1800s, all these so many people were working in factories, or were working, you know, on the fields, and these long, long, intensive manual jobs, and you know, kind of producing things like, you know, producing cloth and stuff like that. And then suddenly factories are invented, all these machines, and so many people lost their jobs. And it's all those jobs where humans weren't really using empathy, they weren't using creativity, they weren't using those kind of things that make them human so much, but instead the things that were kind of, you know, that don't require much thinking and don't require any of those kind of those human skills, and instead it's kind of where humans are doing the jobs of machines, they will lose those jobs. And that is sad, because a lot of people are employed like that. But it also paves the way, and like, I kind of think the Industrial Revolution happened, and there were lots of immediate, really, really negative outcomes for the people, especially in the poorer classes who were living through that. But in the longer term, it meant that we could kind of move to a New Zealand and a world and for a lot of the OECD especially, where people are more fortunate, because it means that the jobs that people don't necessarily want to be doing are kind of taken out. And I saw someone write the other day about how AI should be taking over all the kind of the manual jobs and things, so that we can have more time to spend on things like making music, making poetry, being most human. If AI can do all the machine stuff, so that we can be most human. But it's hard, because in the immediate shortfall, it's like, there are jobs that aren't like that currently. And how do you pivot and find your way? And I don't know. What do you guys think? Yeah.
Yeah. I read this morning something similar about what you shared about, like, I would like AI to do my dishes and to do my my hard work, the thing that's taking my time, while I'm doing art and we're doing beautiful things. It's not the opposite. AI doing the art and the beautiful thing, and I'm doing the dishes and other hard work, you know. It's like, I read that and I was like, that's really fascinating, you know.
I find it interesting. I should let you guys chip in, but I find it interesting, like, With things like AI, I don't know, it reminds me almost, like, AI can do so much. AI can produce beautiful art, do so many things. It can produce songs, can produce, like, so many things in the way of art and in these creative fields as well. But yet, we still go, we can have on our phones on Spotify, we can have any music in the world at any time, at any volume, and yet we still go to watch live musicians, even though they're not going to be as perfect as auto-tuned songs. Like, we actually some part of us craves the imperfection or the authenticity of what humans give to us. And it's like, it's different someone giving a speech next to us than you watching, like, you know, AI deliver a perfectly crafted speech. The kind of sometimes the flaws and the stutters, the looks of pain and things like that actually are what help connect you to others and connect you, I guess, to yourself. And that's why they're interesting to us. So I guess the fact that we still have live musicians and gigs and still have real life artists, and even that we still have, AI got me thinking about, like, we can have a photograph of almost any beautiful thing in the world, and yet people still paint, and it's not capturing the life as realistically as that. But it's like, we're doing more than capturing it as authentically as possible. We're capturing it from our perspective and our viewpoint, and that's actually more about and what we're interested in and what we're doing. What do you guys think about that?
I feel like there's nothing better than like an authentic live band or musician or art, anything like that. And I feel like humans tend to just know what they're used to. You know what I mean? Like, when you say, AI can make anything, like art and music, and we'll still go to a museum or a concert to see art.
That's right. I'll just try and add on to what you were trying to say. I reckon it's something more like the empathy that comes through things that are created by humans is something that AI cannot deliver. And like how, Rata, how you said that, like, when we see live musicians, we still choose them instead of AI. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people in, like, you know, the platform that was Twitter and is now X, there's so many debates regarding AI art right now. And sometimes when I scroll up in the morning, I see an AI art, and that just kind of puts me off. And I'm just like, oh, why does it have to be a machine making art? I'm someone that really supports human artists. So I really don't like people using AI and calling themselves AI artists. Because, again, they're just coding it in. And then next thing you know, it appears. Like, that is a great tool for, what's it called, for assisting. But if you're trying to take over other people's jobs, disregard them and try to put something that's artificial above them, and replacing that human value with the artificial one, it really just lacks empathy, in my opinion, because a lot of people depend on arts as a job, as a source of income, and as a way of expressing themselves. So to have, like, these artificial arts and such just limiting their skills and getting discarded because it's cheaper, it's easier and faster, it's something that I really don't like, because genuinely, art is such a human thing. Mm. It's such a human quality that we have. It's so beautiful that we all humans like have that sort of capabilities. Mm. But when something else takes over it and all that light and sparkle just gets stolen away by machines, you just go, I don't really like this art. It's so bland. And some people can't tell the difference sometimes when they see AI art. It's like really bland, even though there's so many like splashes of colors in it. Mm. And I think it's just good that people can still tell the difference between it. So yeah, I just think that I'm not really supporting AI art because of how it just discards human emotions and skills and empathy. Yeah.
Mm. No, I agree. Yeah. It's like the same feeling of when your mom is making handmade jam, for example, and you're buying it from supermarket, from factory made, you know. It's just like you would prefer your mom what she made or a handmade thing over the factory made. So yeah, I think the AI is the same. Yeah.
And also, I feel like people will always appreciate the work of humans more. Because you can tell ChatGPT or whatever to make you a song or paint you a picture and it will do it in like 3 seconds.
Mm.
But when a human does it, it can take, as long as it can.
Mm.
And I feel like that's the thing. People appreciate it more. Like, you can go to a concert, you can say, oh, how's that guy playing that on guitar? He's amazing, you know?
Mm.
Or how did that guy paint that? But with AI, it's just, like, simple. There's no work put into it.
Mm.
And that's the thing. Humans just appreciate each other more.
Mm.
And I think that's what you were kind of talking about, like, how we still tend to go to concerts when we can just listen to music on Spotify or look at a picture that AI designed.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a really good point as well, like the care that we give, that we actually value the care, and it's kind of like what's the purpose of art, but also I guess what's the purpose of the other stuff, like, you know, your jam and stuff like that. And like, even I think of like handmade cards that my friends have made for me, and it's like, oh my gosh, I could have bought a card from the store that was printed in a factory and, you know, got a nice picture on the front, but it's like, oh, they went to all the effort to make something, and that even if it's imperfect and the lines aren't perfectly straight, it's like, that's, I don't care about that. I care that this person put the time and the thought and the love to make something from their time. And it's, I guess, the same special thing for all those things. Yeah, that's what's special about it, is it's got all their personality and their uniqueness in it. Yeah, I agree with what you said, Luca and Arta.
I want to say that I feel connected with my notes, that I take it by my handwriting. But now, I'm no longer taking hand notes, you know, handwriting notes. It's all using just application and laptop and documents.
I think it's a really good point about how the more by hand, I guess now I'm talking about Marxism almost. That's what Karl Marx said about like the being connected to the means of production or means of labor. But like what you're saying about the doing things by hand is when we feel connected to it. I was reading, I don't know if you guys are interested in psychology, but I was reading some stuff about there's a psychologist or clinical neuroscientist called Ian McGilchrist, who talks about the left brain and right brain. He was talking about can't remember which side, I think it's the left brain, I can't remember, one side of the brain being better for bringing us in connectedness. And I was just thinking about how valuable that is and how much we need that, and different types of activity like hand making jam or handwriting your notes or painting a picture from hand and things like that, they actually help us connect to the world and what we're doing. I just think it's interesting, like, even though we've got, it almost feels to me like we've pivoted slightly from, and as we're kind of increasing in progress, we're wanting more and more convenience because, to make our lives easier. But then we've almost gotten so convenient that it's like, no, we actually want to be connected to things, which is why even though we can happily spend all our days, if you think about most of history, we were trying to create a safe little refuge from this wild, crazy, unstoppable world where wild beasts can get us and the weathers can destroy our whole lives and all those things. But now we've got that. We've got kind of this, not a paradise, but we've got a large level of control over our environment, and yet we still want to go into untamed places. We still want to go climb mountains. We want to go sit in a garden. We just want to actually be connected to the world as it naturally is, without controlling it in any way. And it feels like a kind of a pivot between that of this progress of constantly seeking improvement and actually just wanting to accept the imperfection and be connected to the world as it is, like, you know, making your own home jam, giving friends to gifts that are like imperfect and just given from the heart. Big long ramble for me. What do you guys think? Long ramble. Sorry.
I love what you said about like the connection and environment and nature. I think as the everything is moving really fast, right? And we're trying to follow, and we're also getting busier, right? And getting more hard to connect as well. And find, like, you know, when you spend like 5 days a week working, studying, whatever you do, and then you find like, oh, I need to escape and go to nature and enjoy trees or enjoy beach or whatever. So I think the environment taking like more value because we're missing that, because we're very busy doing other things. So yeah, I missed what I want to say. I think I confused myself and I lost my point.
I did that, but I was trying to link it to, I guess, you got me thinking about the connectedness and how kind of it's almost this dichotomy, like, I guess, between AI and convenience and connectedness and authenticity and things like that. And that's, you know, why we like, you know, Luca and Asha and stuff, you know, talking about why we like going to live bands and all those kinds of things. Now, what do you think, Asha? Help bring us home to a point.
I was just like, I just had this little question in my head asking, like, do you guys think that with the rise of AI, it's like helping us to kind of ground ourselves and appreciate the little things in life more? Because as we get more like, you know, more computer like type works, and then we get letters that are printed on, you know, on the cards, like saying Happy New Year's, blah, 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 blah. We start to appreciate more of the ones written by our friends, our families, because I do remember, like, let's say around 10 years ago, getting a birthday card, getting someone to write it was such a, it happens, like, it's so normal. Like, you're not even surprised by someone giving you, like, a drawing or something like that. But now that everything is so instant and automated, I reckon getting something that is handmade and someone took their time and, like, I'd say their emotions into that, like, art, it gives you more of, like, a, oh, my gosh, no one has made this in such a long time. I appreciate this so much. And I feel like there is, like, a positive side to the rise of AI, even though I don't think, even though I think that negative one is kind of overweighing it right now. But I think that one, some of the positive ones is that it gets us to, like, step back and realize that we can have more things that we should appreciate around us more, and it grounds us even more. So yeah, if you guys want to have like a little thing, like, do you think it helps us ground ourselves? That's my small question.
Actually, yes, I agree. Yes, that's right. That's a good point. Yeah, it's just we appreciating more things. The human things more now has more value because we're living with an AI or like machine things. I agree.
I think the thing is we're just all scared of what AI could become and how much it could replace humans. So that's why we'll still and probably always cling on to the authentic human things. But at the same time, I believe that we're entering a new revolution. I guess you could call it the technological revolution. So I feel like at the same time, we're going to have to learn to harness the technology and AI that's around us. But then still we'll always appreciate things that come from humans.
I agree with all those. Yeah. I think, I don't know if this, it makes me think of like, let the machines be the machines and let the humans be the humans. And like, I think going back to your point of like those emotional disciplines, like you know, teachers and stuff like that, like I think that will make us appreciate actually more. It's like, no, this is a human in front of me. And I guess maybe even almost think quite philosophically about like the human condition, like what is the purpose of us as a species? And our purpose isn't just to be builders and creators. And, you know, like if I don't see you, I don't just see you and be like, you're someone who can make that thing, or you're someone who can do something for me. But it's like, no, what it means to be human is you're someone who I can learn from. You're someone who breathes, who loves, who feels, who imagines, who is creative in ways that we can't. That's more than finite in some ways. It's like it's infinite, all the possibilities of what you could be. And I guess you could argue that about AI as well. But I guess it sort of more brings us. It does show show and reveal what humanity is more by the contrast of what AI does. So that's a really beautiful point, Arthur. I think I really like that question about the positives of AI and how we can see it that way. But I also definitely agree with you, Luca, and it's like it's coming one way or the other. So we're going to have to learn to like make the best of it, and we can't stop it. Like it's with any new change, it will be used for both good and evil. But we just got to try and make you know use it for good as much as possible and not for evil. Yeah.
I just had a question in mind.
Go.
It's just about like, what is your expectation about future generation after using AI for a long time and AI is getting improved more and more? Like, how do you imagine the next generation like will be with each other, like socializing, how they will socialize, you know? Like, any expectation?
I feel like future generations will definitely just adapt, like, you know, humans always evolving, each generation's different. I feel like we'll just be able to know and understand everything that's around us automatically, but I feel like that change will have to happen with the parents also being understanding, like with the world rapidly changing around us. It's not always the best to stick to the old ways of learning and just kind of letting the new system do its thing.
One positive that I can imagine for the future of education and stuff like that is kind of, I think, and I guess your point as well of like AI assisting, is for each student, you've got a personalized individual learning plan is what you can have of actually how does a student learn best. And one individual might be, I learn way better with visual information. Another might be, I learn way better with writing. Another might be a really mathematical or like scientific thinker. I'm not sure all the different types of learning, but, and then you can have assistance for maybe the same goals or information that you're trying to present, but tweaked so that you can understand it and then going at your individual rate. So that's one positive I can imagine. My fear, or like I guess the antithesis of that, is really limiting interactions. And I think especially for kids, as you kind of said, where I can imagine like little AI chatbots of kind of replacing parental or even teacher interactions, where it's like, why waste the money and the time on a human teaching you when I can see it can have these automated response, or, you know, not even automated, just these constantly changing artificially designed interactions to cater to children, but again without kind of that love and that concern and that real empathy. Yeah, what do you think, Arta?
As I was just thinking just a few moments ago, I was like, I was just looking back at how I had this like peer mentoring sessions with my year nines, and instantly they were into ChatGPT, and I felt like the shock, and I feel like an old woman. Maybe I feel like, you know how like some parents go like, you're playing on your phone for so long. Yeah. I feel like that. I was like, oh my gosh, you're just running to ChatGPT right now. Yeah. And then I feel like, you know how sometimes we beg our parents to understand, like, we're not on our phone the whole time because we're on TikTok. Sometimes we're, like, learning and stuff like that. I feel like we will have to progress to that type of mindset soon as possible, especially we're planning to have kids, because they will definitely grow up in a generation that is, like, dominated by artificial intelligence. And if we do keep acting like our parents, I reckon they wouldn't like it. And yes, it is something hard to think, especially since we grew up in a different custom. So I feel like what we have to, like, implement from now on and to, like, the next generations is to have progressive mindset. That is something that is not easy to like develop over. It's not definitely not something that you can develop overnight, but progressive mindset is definitely something that could assist both us and the next generation and the coming generation on how to respond, to think, and how they should like act towards like their environment and how they should take action. So it is a lot of like progressive thinking if you think about it, because we will definitely have to adapt to the younger generations pulling up ChatGPT every 3 seconds. And I reckon that is kind of how our parents felt when we would go, I'm just going to Google it. And the fact that Google is like a verb now. So yeah, I think it's just the same type of like change that we'll have to like implement with ourselves. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, I feel like, kind of building on what you were saying, we as young people are in a pretty good position, I feel like, because we know how quickly the world is changing with AI. We know how ChatGPT is kind of like can assist everything we do. So I feel like we will be good at understanding how quickly it will progress in the future. But then again, who knows what the next invention is going to be.
Mm.
And like when we'll still be stuck on ChatGPT, who knows what our kids will know, you know?
Mm.
So it is pretty scary.
I still remember like with my teacher since I was like very young, and every teacher has like memory, you know, like special, or I love this teacher more than this teacher, or this teacher teach me this and I really understand it. I'm really happy because we have this connection. But I imagine for their next generation, they won't have the same memories as we do. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like, maybe they will have something different. I'm not sure. And you know, they don't need to learn a lot of knowledge, and because AI will do everything. We don't need to be smart, or you don't need to be to complicate your mind, because the more you learn, the more your mind will keep complicated or connecting things together or whatever. But yeah, in the next generation, they don't have to do this. Maybe I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad things. But yeah.
I find that such an interesting point at the end. I heard a really cool talk, which we don't have time to get into today, but about how knowledge is responsibility, and that's not always a good thing. That you can have too much knowledge and too much responsibility for, like, you know, if you think about global affairs and like potentially knowing all the suffering in the world, it's like, well, you can't do anything about a lot of the suffering in the world. So knowing about like particular crises in individual countries, if you can't take action and if you're not going to, that actually tends to limit people's ability or their motivation to make positive changes in the time they have. But that's such an interesting point about where it could go to. If it's like, oh, if all the knowledge is already taken care of and we're not trying to learn as much as possible anymore, what are we trying to do? What are our aims?
Yes.
But we probably don't have time to chat too much about that now. Do people have, I don't know, one final thought or hope or message about AI or the future or a vision of what you want the world to be like with AI in the future maybe?
Yeah, I just want to leave a question before we shut up. Like, I think, is it good to have less knowledge and be like living with a simple mind and enjoying small things?
Mm.
Because when you have like lots of knowledge and lots of learning, your mind is complicated, you overthinking, or you're more, you can't enjoy much as you are a simple person that you don't have much in your mind. So what is the best? Which one is the best? Which one is good for us as a human, you know? You don't need to answer. It's just like a question in mind.
It's all to think about. Okay.
Yes.
It's a good question. It's a good question to leave off on.
Yeah.
For my final statement, I reckon I wouldn't say that we should be completely negative about AI, but at the same time, it's definitely good to just keep an eye out, to just remember that we're not completely taken over by AI right now. So just remember to not ChatGPT everything, do well in school. And I feel like there's still a lot of resources that we can still take other than ChatGPT. So for now, at least, we can definitely still embrace our knowledge and such.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel scared to learn more, even though AI is like rising right now. That's what I think.
I just want to leave you guys with some inspiration. Personally, like, I've never understood why we have so many ideas and we know what needs to be done, we know what needs to change, but I've never understood why we're not actually doing anything about it. And I know the problems are like money and the government, but like, still, if you have ideas, just take action. Like, even if it's small, even if it's something that's like not on governmental level, you know, something that won't make the biggest impact, but maybe something around your community, around your people, just do whatever you want to do.
It's really beautiful. Yeah. Thanks, Luca. I think I would say something like, you have a power that no one else has, and that is your uniqueness, that is your creativity, that is things that you can't even describe yourself, but that makes you utterly human and beautiful and wonderful, and no one can replace that or change that. And so don't worry, have faith. You've got something that no one else has, and you're going to make the world a better place because of it, even if you don't know why or how and can't explain it. It's still true.
Yeah, I just want to add something.
Go ahead.
I just want to share this, what my best friend said like 2 weeks ago. She told me that we were both depressed. Mm-hmm. And she said, the world is very big. And we are very small if comparing to this world. And if we look at the world, how big it is and how small we are. And so that's why we only do small things comparing to the world, how big it is. So appreciate your small working, like, or small steps you're taking. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I love that. What a beautiful end. I feel like that tied in really well from everyone's. Mm. That was so beautiful. Thank you guys for a lovely chat. It was really nice. It was good, so good getting my brain thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you guys so much. All right, kia ora everyone, ka kite. Have a lovely, lovely rest of your day, whatever your time is. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.